Even though.
Now I'm not really sure. What we exactly tapped on. And wouldn't it be nice if I didn't have to remember? And I didn't have to question. And I didn't have to wonder. And I didn't have to measure.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I just felt good?
Yes.
Oh, that would freak me out.
Freak me out.
People wouldn't know who I was. I can't just feel good
without having something
to define it,
to earn it,
to label it,
to share it.
I can't just feel good.
My heart's been on lockdown.
It doesn't play light.
Wouldn't it be fun
if I felt ridiculously good
tomorrow
for no reason at all?
If I felt so good,
I just forgot to be scared
of anything.
If I felt so good,
if my heart felt so light,
so happy,
that even in stressful situations,
even in pain,
I could still feel good
being me.
I've never been taught that.
It's all or nothing.
If I have pain,
I can't feel good.
If I'm not there yet,
I can't feel good.
If I've got more tapping to do,
I can't feel good.
I want to feel good.
I want to feel good.
I want to get to know my heart
and feel good.
Be me
in this human experience
where I have something called a consciousness
that keeps wanting to explore
negative emotion.
I want to feel good anyway.
I want to feel good anyway.
Because
all the chaos is still going to happen.
All the human stuff is still going to happen.
I want to feel safe.
And I want to feel good.
And I want to trust myself
with my own heart,
with my emotions,
with my intentions.
Anyway.
I just want to feel good.
For no reason at all.
I want to allow
that I'm here.
And a great big
part of me
is a creative divine self
that already knows
all the good it wants to experience
through my earth life.
And I want to align
my heart,
my will,
with that creative divine self
that wants to experience
goodness,
expansion
into happiness.
And that
would be easier
if when my head was on the pillow
and I thought the words,
my head is on the pillow.
If this body could remember
whatever it needs to remember
chemically,
hormonally,
spiritually,
mentally,
to sleep
comfortably,
restfully.
When my head is on the pillow
and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow,
I invite this body
to let go of fear,
to completely let go of fear,
so that my heart
might rest easy
for a few hours,
because there will be worry
and there will be stress.
And there will be challenge
when I awaken.
So wouldn't it be delightful
if when my head is on the pillow,
my body remembers how to relax.
How to open my heart.
And sleep.
Reconnecting
to the bigger,
wiser,
broader
part of me
that knows
I am an eternal being.
And I am safe.
I am safe.
And it is good.
And it is right.
And it is appropriate
to be me.
To trust me.
Being me.
I am
a beloved child
of the Creator.
And I am here
as an aspect
of the Creator
to have a human experience
where I explore
great contrast
and always choose
to know
the power of my heart,
the goodness,
the rightness
of me.
So when my head is on the pillow,
and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow,
I'm really
telling myself
to remember,
I am safe.
I am safe.
It is safe to sleep
deeply,
healingly.
It is safe
to work out
remaining
belief programs
that need to be updated
in my sleep.
When my head is on the pillow,
I am giving myself
a directive
through the words.
My head is on the pillow.
I'm directing myself
to let my heart rest,
to let my heart heal,
to let my heart expand,
so that I might remember
that I am
a beloved child,
that I am
a powerful Creator,
that I am
here
to learn
to use my mind
and the power of my heart
to have
a good,
a powerful,
a joyous
life experience.
It is good.
It is right.
To be me.
Okay, big breath. Whew.